I'm Matt Katz here, back with you on The Takeaway. Today, prisoners in at least 17 states across the country go on strike.
Prisoners will be refusing to go into their job assignments. They're also going to be doing sit-ins. Another way that they'll be striking is through boycotts, so refusing to spend money in the prison.
Amani Sawari is one of the organizers on the outside of the National Prisoners Strike, where prisoners will refuse to work and in some cases refuse to eat in response to a deadly prison riot this past April at Lee Correctional Institution in South Carolina.
Seven inmates are dead and 17 others are injured. One inmate claims the bodies were literally stacked on top of each other.
17 more prisoners need medical attention right now.
It took officers more than 7 hours to contain the fight. A coroner says most inmates died after being stabbed with homemade knives or slashed.
It was the deadliest prison riot in 25 years. Isaac Bailey is a journalist and professor, and two of his brothers did time at Lee Correctional. One of them was there during the deadly riot. And Bailey says his brother saw this coming from a mile away.
One of the sort of like major things that he saw had was this major cutback in staffing that sort of actually gave prisoners this kind of incentive to actually join gangs for their sort of like personal protection. They actually knew that guards would not be there.
Because of the low staff numbers, inmates were forced to stay in their cells for most of the day.
Even when it came actually being able to take a shower, for instance, that too was like actually cut way back. Once a week sometimes, and also having to try to ward off things like rats and roaches like in your cells.
We reached out to South Carolina's corrections department. They didn't immediately return our request for comments. And since the riot, Bailey says he's talked to prisoners there who say nothing much has changed.
They have actually felt that things have actually gotten worse, not better. One of the sort of like major things that has happened since then is that they have been subject to even more lockdowns. They actually feel as though that sort of like many people simply don't care about their fates.
Now, inmates and advocates on the outside are calling for a nearly three-week-long nationwide strike, beginning today and running until the anniversary of the 1971 Attica prison uprising on September 9th. The strike was announced by Jailhouse Lawyers Speak, a group of incarcerated people advocating for prisoner rights in South Carolina. Amani Sawari is helping efforts from the outside, and she says this strike is about more than wages and clean cells.
There are 10 demands that prisoners have released: an immediate end to prison slavery, which relates to the 13th Amendment. Prisoners want to see that amendment abolished. A lot of people think of the 13th Amendment as the abolition of slavery, when really it wrote slavery into the Constitution.
As many of you might remember from your U.S. history classes, the 13th Amendment reads, "Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction, except as a punishment for crime." That's what Amani is talking about here.
It gave slavery a legal place to be used in our country. And there's no such thing as an abolition of something that has an exception clause. You can't say this is done except in the case of, and that's exactly what the 13th Amendment says. So prisoners want to see that amendment abolished. And then when that amendment is abolished, the work that they do, they can be paid a prevailing wage. Another one is gang enhancement laws. And in prison, being in a gang is really one of the only sources of protection. And these types of enhancements, we want to see an end to. We don't want to see prisoners divided by the gang that they're in. Another demand that's really big is prisoners want the right to vote. They want to see formerly incarcerated and currently incarcerated individuals have that right.
How do you organize a strike like this when it involves prisoners who have limited access to the internet, phones? How do you let them know that this is happening, and how do you mobilize them for this action?
So communication can be really slow, and like you said, communication is very limited. Prisoners have JPay, which is a messaging online email system that they have to pay for. This is probably like the least secure way to speak to a prisoner, so we don't use that. But they also have mail, And that's something that I use a lot. And then some prisoners have their own individual cell phones that they've purchased from prison guards who smuggle them in for money. And so Jailhouse Lawyers actually has their own phone. They tweet. You can go to Slavery Prison on Twitter. That's his handle if you want to see his tweets. And he actually contacted me through there to ask me to host a strike on my website.
I'd like to return to the work that inmates are doing in prison. We've seen this year that inmates are helping fight fires in California, and they make all kinds of products. Here in New York, they make hand soap dispensers for many city and state-owned buildings. What do we know about the wages that these prisoners earn and the working conditions for some of the jobs that they're doing?
One really big thing that people need to know is that prisoners, especially in states like Michigan, but in most states, they're required to work. They're required to have a job. So if you go to prison, you have to sign up and have a work assignment. And in a lot of cases, you can't choose what that work assignment is. For example, I have a friend in Michigan who signed up to work for the dog program, which is just training dogs for the deaf and the hard of hearing people. He wanted to do that, but there was no space in the program, so he was forced to work in the kitchen 8 hours a day for 10 cents an hour for 3 months, which was absolutely miserable for him. And if he would have refused to take that job assignment, he would have been moved from a level 2 prisoner to a level 5, in which he would have had to stay in his cell for 23 hours a day. So really, people say, oh, well, prisoners like to work, they want to do something with their time, but they don't have much of a choice. And when you're in prison and you don't have a lot of family support financially, and a lot of these prisoners don't, then you're kind of forced to do something. And then out of what you're forced to do, you might not have a lot of choices.
There's a lot of ambitious demands in this manifesto, and this strike is intended to resolve many of these issues that you've been talking about. How will you be able to measure success out of this strike?
First, I really do not think that the demands are ambitious at all. I think that they're quite reasonable. It's about time to give prisoners what they need to rehabilitate themselves. They need resources, access to classes, a prevailing wage. So what would measure success is seeing politicians come to the forefront and say, these demands are absolutely necessary. They're not ambitious. We need to stand with them. We all know that picking at something that's already broken, that's putting tape on something that's already just destroyed, isn't going to work. So we need to see something ambitious. We need to see something that's just completely out of the ordinary, because we need a change that's going to be transformative.
Imani Sawari is a writer and advocate for Jailhouse Lawyers on the Outside. Thank you so much, Imani. I appreciate you talking to us.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have you ever been incarcerated? What were the conditions like?
My name is Alex. I watched an inmate get beat after he was handcuffed and then pepper sprayed. I spent 8 months without having to go outside rec, and the sociopaths are the guards, and the criminals are watching the criminals.
My name is Angel. I'm calling from Salt Lake City, Utah. As a former inmate, I would say that it definitely is bad. The food is barely even edible, and people would rather starve. And if you don't have money for commissary, high sodium noodles, then you just don't eat.
If you were incarcerated, or if you know someone who was or is still in prison, tell us what the conditions were like. What do you think about the strike and their demands? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Thanks so much for being with us. Eid Mubarak to all who celebrate. I'm Matt Katz, filling in for Tanzina Vega. This is The Takeaway.